Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, the midday show with Andy and Randy, hanging out on a rainy Thursday. Final hour for us. Wendy just asked me during the break, how do people from Seattle deal with this garbage?
Right.
This weather? Because it's been very Seattle-y over the last couple of months here in Atlanta.
Yeah, man.
Why do you think coffee is so popular there? Why do you think weed is legal? Dude. Why do you think people are so depressed?
Hey, man, I'm telling you something.
Grunge music didn't just happen.
Hey, man, but it's crazy because I didn't know a lot about Starbucks like that. And then I just remember my first time in Seattle. Obviously, it was when I was a player. And, dude, there's literally a Starbucks every block.
Yeah.
Like,
it's true.
Literally.
Some blocks have two.
Yeah.
Some places, like, you go to, like, they don't have Kroger out there, but just say, like, a Kroger, and there'll be a Starbucks in the Kroger, and then there'll be a drive-through Starbucks in the parking lot of the Kroger with the Starbucks. Because you have to. Dude. Otherwise, you'd go insane. It's like this for 6 months.
I think I've been played in Seattle 7 times.
Yeah.
Never rained.
Really?
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah,
you always had really good games, too.
Yeah, yeah.
Randy, I used to hate Randy when he used to play, especially when you played for the Rams.
Yeah, I'm thinking,
Randy McMichael again.
Yeah, never rained.
Somebody guard him. Hey, Lofa Tatupu.
Lofa.
He's going over the middle.
Lofa's my boy.
Lofa's great, but he couldn't stop you. It was infuriating.
Yeah, but, I mean, this rain here, it just, like, you wake up, you know, it's 5 o'clock, and you're sitting there watching TV, and then you know, you're like,
I know.
Damn.
It's crazy.
And there's nothing worse than driving in the rain.
Yeah, it sucks.
In this city anyways?
Traffic's been worse. Vitamin D, that's my recommendation. Get some vitamin D pills, supplements. Because that's what you're missing out on without the sunlight. Sunlight provides natural vitamin D that your body makes you feel happier.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Did not know that.
I told Wendy that this morning.
I'm just a happy. That's why Wendy came over to my son. I need some vitamin D. Because you told her that.
I told her that earlier. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Because it was random because she was like, because I was taking my vitamins that I take every morning. And she was like, I need some vitamin D. I was like, oh, okay. And so Andy told her.
Yeah.
Sweet.
Just trying to help.
Pass it on, man.
Because it's been tough. It's been gloomy out there. You know what else helps?
What?
Us. Just our cheery
just
personalities.
Tough, you know, and they had that dog in you. Rain don't hurt dog.
That's right. If you're a mangy dog.
You're a mangy dog, we don't worry about no rain.
You live in the rain anyway.
Exactly.
You're out there, wet fur. God, a wet fur mangy dog's a sad look.
They does. But the thing about it is you can't break them.
And it teaches you toughness.
Kill them.
Exactly
they're
right.
Tough.
20 minutes from now, we're going to get back.
And you get donations from that woman. Oh, God, not again.
No, keep Sarah McLachlan out of this.
Yes, that mangy mutt.
Keep Sarah McLachlan out of this. Well, like, they spray water on him and then put the fan on him.
Yes, that's what they do, man.
To make him look cold.
Exactly what they do, man.
I almost had to do that to Boone yesterday just out of punishment because he ate my wallet. I decided I was going to, you know, take a little afternoon nap. And he was like, all right, cool. You go ahead and do that. You're going to pay for it. There goes your wallet. So now I need a new wallet. 20 minutes from now, we're going to get deep into that Braves conversation. All the way into the Braves conversation. We talked to Chip Carey earlier today. We'll play what he had to say about his biggest questions regarding the Braves headed into spring training. The AMA is 40 minutes away. Wendy will be back in studio with us for that. Any question, any topic, be sure to get your questions in early on the Solomon Brothers Diamond Text line or on Twitter. And be listening very carefully this hour.
Why?
As we've got some more Supercross tickets to give away.
Yeah, we already gave a pair out to Brian out in Ackworth, so make sure y'all sit by and listen.
Be like Brian from Ackworth. Win some Supercross tickets. Let's tell them what's trending.
Ladies and gentlemen, time now for What's Trending.
A look at the top trending headlines of the day.
Oh, my God.
On Sports Radio 92.9, The Game.
Getting to how to improve that's through free agency. That's through the draft. And so the best way to grade draft classes is not 1 year. Yeah, I say 3 years. That gives you a fair assessment. Okay, are people now playing that are moving forward? Because sometimes you may not be able to, you know, keep everybody even if they're performing well.
Yeah, there's a lot in there. Sort of an innocuous answer there from Dan Quinn that kind of was telling in a couple of different ways. That's from an interview that he gave with Falcons.com, Matthew Tabeek. They do a podcast over there, and Dan Quinn was on it. About half an hour with Dan Quinn, if you want to sit and listen to it. A lot of kind of fun stuff, but then some stuff about the team in the offseason as well. And he's right. Free agency and the draft is going to be really important for this team. He's also right. It's not really fair to grade a draft class until you have a few seasons in the book. But what he does not have right now, Randy, is that luxury.
No.
He does not get three seasons to grade what this draft class is going to be. He's got a nail on picks in 2 months from right now that make a difference for the Falcons in 2020.
He's done it before.
He has.
He's done it before. Once. He's done it once. You know what I'm saying? But he did. I don't want to put that once as a track record. You know what I'm saying? But, I mean, he has done it before. And the one thing that he has got to get done is I think that all athletes should be self-motivated and all those things like that. But if you go – what goes throughout the mind of this squad, like I said again, if you start off slow again, what is the – you know, the morale of the team? Yeah, I'm getting paid to be a professional and everything. But at the same time, damn, if you give it all your all and you're getting the same results, at what point of a time as an athlete – because we've all been there when – especially when you lose a lot – like, damn, why am I getting up at 6 o'clock in the morning, putting in all this work, and yet the results, we're still bad. You know what I'm saying? And you don't want to lose that part of it. And I've never thought Dan lost that in this team last year.
I mean, clearly he didn't.
But my
with the record they had in the second half.
Mark, there's no error. There's no margin for error. There's none. And I'm saying, even if they lose their first game, it's going to be, okay, he got to go.
Oh yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
The negative momentum surrounding the team and the coaching staff is already in place. Like, because of what happened in the first half last year, because of 2 7-9 seasons in a row, I mean, because you've got a lot of talent on the roster and you've underperformed the last couple of seasons, mix that with the fact that the Saints have been really good the last couple of years, whatever, there's a lot of things that have factored into the frustration that people have about the Falcons right now. You're right. We talked about it yesterday when we were evaluating the contract extensions that Alex Anthopoulos and Brian Snicker got and said they seem fair. Snicker's done this, got an extra season. Anthopoulos has done this, got three extra seasons. Mm-hmm. If you were going to apply like the most fair contract extension to every individual coach and general manager in the city, Thomas Dimitroff and Dan Quinn would probably get a month.
That's what
they'd get the month of September.
Andy, they better not. The worst they better be is 500 after the poor first game.
2-2 is the worst that
they
can
be. That's the worst it can be.
Yeah.
Because I'm sure that, you know, with this whole new structure with that Mr. Blank has with him, then Rich McKay, then those, Thomas and DQ, it's not on purpose that he did. I mean, it's on purpose that he did that because he's like, okay, I'm tired of hearing the same old thing. Y'all go over there, Rich, and Rich, then you bring it up to me. Because before, I'm sure it was all the way, Mr. Blank, then Thomas, and then Dan. Now there's a middleman between there. So that says a lot to me.
Yeah.
Like, other than that, I don't want to hear it, man. Go tell Rich.
Right.
Yeah, I want to hear it. Go tell Rich.
If it doesn't go well, yeah. I don't want to be the one that you talk to.
Yeah, go tell the Rich.
If it goes well,
feel free. Yeah.
Come on over.
Come on in.
We can celebrate. But I've heard what I've needed to hear. Just fix it. The other thing Dan Quinn said there was sometimes you draft guys and they do so well, you can't keep them.
Yeah.
If you look at Dan,
he has two guys right now.
He's got two guys right now that they have to make decisions on.
Yeah.
So maybe that's what he's talking about.
That is.
Because if he's talking about guys that he's drafted, that's just not true. There's one guy that Dan Quinn and Thomas Dimitroff as a duo have drafted that they did not keep because they just did not keep them. Other guys have been cut. Right. Other guys are out of the league. Other guys aren't here. Tevin Coleman is the only player that they drafted that did not stay here when he became a free agent. Everyone else either has been retained because they were pretty good or isn't around anymore.
Right.
Like, so that's not really a great compliment to the draft success that they've had. But it also maybe speaks to the guys that he's talking about this offseason in Austin Hooper and Devondre Campbell, who I think are two huge question marks about what the Falcons go about doing. And if we're sitting here today and just guessing, I would guess that there's a bigger likelihood that Devondre Campbell is back than Austin Hooper.
I agree with you. It's hard for me to believe that they can keep both. They're not going to get both. They might get just one of them.
Mm-hmm.
And it all depends on how they value Devondre. Because I think Devondre is going to get somewhere between $8 million on the market.
Yeah. And Austin Hooper's going to get about 10.
Austin's going to get about 10.
And we talked about it yesterday with Greg Olsen getting his 7 and 5.5 guaranteed. I mean, Austin Hooper's younger, has been healthier the last handful of seasons, been ascending over the last handful of seasons. Like, if Greg Olsen can get 7, Austin Hooper can get 10.
Yes, he can. Yes, and that's the crazy thing about it is that can the Falcons afford Hooper? That's the thing about it. They might want to bring him back. Can they?
I mean, they can afford Hooper and nothing else.
That's what I'm saying.
Basically,
can they afford? They can afford Devondre and something else.
They can afford Devondre and a couple smaller things.
Right.
But Hooper, I mean, that's about it.
Yeah, it's like, can you afford to retain him? And that's what I'm like, I don't think they can. And then if they still want to improve this roster, mm-hmm. unless they make some moves on their own roster, unless they move some money around, which they probably will.
Yeah, they probably will.
Because my thing is if I'm Dan Quinn, I'll think about future implications of a salary cap and everything after this season. I got to go all in right now.
Yeah.
So if I got to give restructure Julio's deal right now to get me some extra money to go get some guys that can help me win right now.
That's a problem I hope I have.
I hope I'll worry about that.
Ooh, I hope I have that problem yes. next summer you or know what next, I'm saying? Yes. next offseason. Because yes. right now I probably am not going to unless I win a whole bunch of games.
And then you're like, okay, well, hell, I'll leave all this cap blank and all that to whoever's taking my job after me. But right now I ain't got no time to waste. I got to go get it. So, Thomas, call up Julio's people. Let's see if we get this thing restructured. Let's get some extra money and add it to what we got.
We're going to speak with Corey Chavis tomorrow.
Chay!
A buddy of yours, NFL draft analyst as well, as we look ahead to the combine and try to get a sense of what to be looking for and also maybe what the Falcons are looking for when the combine comes around in just a few days from now.
We're not trying to overpractice. We're trying to mix things up. I thought I made a good move a week ago last Thursday. When we had a small group workout, the other guys lifted, and they come up, and we had a wiffle ball game, right? I thought it might relax when we still lost, right? You just try to do different things to keep them moving in the right direction.
So you're telling me wiffle ball didn't solve the problems? That's hard to believe.
I love me some wiffle ball.
Oh, wiffle ball's fun.
I love me some wiffle ball.
When's the last time you played wiffle ball?
Dude, it's been a while. Well, other than
the – you probably play with the kids occasionally.
The kids, but I'm talking about competitive – like, can you be competitive playing wiffle ball?
You can be competitive playing anything, or I can be competitive playing anything.
We always talk. Our guy, you know, Dwayne, who runs the TriCastle for us, we were talking about doing a company's like softball thing.
Yeah,
I'm like, well, you know, I can't play on the team.
Why not?
I don't know. I'm good on that.
Why? You've achieved the athletic glory that you need to achieve in your life, so it's all gravy from here.
Pretty much.
No,
but
that's not true for me.
Who's going to be the most competitive on there? It's either going to be you. It's going to be Squid Billy, or it's going to be diving in the second head first Rob Tribble.
Yeah. I mean, it's.
It'll be y'all three. Who else?
It'll be those two.
No.
Like, I'll be competitive, but, like, respectable about it. Like, Bo Morgan would be out there getting in arguments with the other team. Like, that's what would happen. Bo would be sliding hard into second base trying to break up double plays. And Rob Tribble, I mean, he'd be Pete Rose sliding into third, dislocating his shoulder the first inning of the first game.
First inning. That's him. He'd be, like, trying to break up double plays. With Wendy on second.
He'd be skipping the cutoff man from the outfield, trying to hose guys at home.
In practice.
Oh, he would be.
Yeah, we're going to have practice. Rob's going in, cleats high against Wendy at second.
Come on, you can play. You can play first base. We just need somebody to play first base with good hands. You don't have to hustle. You just stand over there and you just it'd be fun. We can drink while we play.
Okay, I'm in.
Yes. Or you could be like Dusty Baker.
I'd be a better Dusty Baker.
We'll get you a toothpick. Yeah,
me and Carl, because I'm laid back like him, and Carl's kind of built like him. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, I should say laid back, yeah.
Stupid. James Banks never got into the flow of the game just because of the foul trouble and fouling out. And I've always said the only way to win games at this level, you got to have great guard play. And Jose Alvarado and Michael DeVoe were at a high level. Our guards were excellent.
So that was Josh Pastner. Georgia Tech won last night, too. Here's the unfortunate thing. Georgia and Georgia Tech have the same record. They're both 13-13. Neither of them are doing particularly well in conference either. Georgia Tech did get a win recently over Louisville, which is good. That's a nice win over a top five team. But if either one of these teams is going to even make the NCAA tournament, they're going to have to win their conference tournament, which is a long shot at this point, which is a bummer.
No. Georgia's done it before.
I know they have.
You know what I'm saying?
They just need a tornado to rip through.
Tornado? No, we don't want a tornado to come
through. Well, we don't want a tornado.
Yeah.
But if that's what it takes.
Damn, I should have bet on that.
You still kicking yourself over that?
Dude, I was in Vegas.
Well, then bet on this one. Or you're not going to be in Vegas. Carl and Mike are in Vegas, by the way.
Yeah, they're coming up after us. They're out here for the Deontay Wilder fight, so I really hope I can watch. Well, I should be able to watch that fight Saturday.
You should be.
Yeah,
we'll be done with our Hawks party bus and game by 10 o'clock. You'll be home by midnight to watch the fight. What time's the fight start? 12? 12:15?
12:15.
Great.
Abe put me on something they call Periscope.
Mm-hmm. This is illegal that you're talking about. Well, you're illegally pirating the stream to the fight.
Oh, okay. Well, no, I can't do that.
Why not?
I don't want to steal. I mean, I know I steal movies all the time.
Yeah. That's how I watch the Conor McGregor-Floyd Mayweather fight.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, just on somebody's Periscope.
Oh, Okay, and he's like, it's an app on your phone, right?
Period. Yeah, you just download it on your phone.
Oh, so I got to watch it on my phone?
Yeah, or your tablet.
Oh, okay.
Get it on your tablet.
Okay, cool.
That would be okay.
I think I can do that.
Yeah, so that's what's trending. You got to do that?
Yeah, I got to do this. So we did talk about we have some more Supercross tickets the last two of the day. It's on Saturday, February 29th at Mercedes-Benz. So caller number 4 to 404-741-0929. We'll get you a pair of tickets.
All right, we're going to come back. We'll let you hear what Chip Carey had to say about his biggest questions regarding the Braves headed into spring training. And I'll tell you why Max Fried wearing a tie-dye shirt is the best news that the Braves possibly could have gotten. Right after this on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
What's happening, Duluth?
Hey, everybody.
Hey, man, Mike Bell here from Dukes and Bell. Get the guys' perspective, and the ladies can listen, too. It's Guy Talk. We do it each weekday on Dukes and Bell at 3:40 and 5:40. Don't miss it.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Midday Show with Andy and Randy. 20 minutes away from the AMA. Solomon Brothers Diamond text line 404-741-0929 or on Twitter at TBM929 or at Wendy Radio. Already got some good ones coming in.
Good.
So we'll answer those.
Let's do that.
And the other ones that we get too.
Yes.
Anything that you want to know.
Make sure you send them in.
You got a winner over there?
We do, man. A Wyatt Washard of Gainesville. Congratulations. You won a pair of
Wyatt
Monster Energy Supercross tickets on Saturday, February 29th. It's at the Mercedes-Benz Stadium. It starts at 4:30. And your tickets are still available. Not you, Wyatt, because you got tickets. You just got to come get them. Tickets are available for everybody else at supercrosslive.com.
Wyatt is a cool name.
It is, dude.
Always, I mean, naturally, I think you think of Wyatt Earp, right?
Of course.
Tombstone, great yes. Movie. Wyatt, you are an oak.
What's another cool Wyatt?
Wyatt Cenac is a comedian. I think it's the only other Wyatt I can think of. And Wyatt Wassard, who just won that. I don't know, man. You think of a Wyatt.
I was asking you.
Oh, and I gave you one. And then you rolled your eyes at me.
No, I did. Who?
Wyatt Cenac is his name.
Yeah. I look at all his Netflix specials.
Yeah. I'm not saying, I don't know. He's just the only other Wyatt I could think of. If you know some Wyatts, let us know. Or, ask
us
about
talking about
Wyatt's.
Your cousin Wyatt. Okay?
Well, your cousin Wyatt would be perfectly fine. There's nothing wrong with that person's cousin Wyatt. He might be a nice guy. Dentist? Maybe an astronaut? I don't know. Anyway, we'll get to the AMA coming up in 20 minutes. Chip Carey joined us earlier in the show, and we asked him a question that you and I are both going to answer in just a couple minutes. But with baseball right around the corner, thought it'd be cool to talk to Chip. Nice of him to join us back in the 11 o'clock hour. If you missed the entire interview, you can check it out on the website, 929thegame.com, on the Andy and Randy page. Talked to him for like 12 minutes. And one part of it, which we're not going to play for you now, I asked him about the Astros scandal and just how he feels about it, being a guy who's been in baseball for all the time that he has been and coming from a baseball family as long as his family's been in baseball. I thought he gave a pretty interesting perspective on how baseball has dealt with it and maybe what else they could do to deal with it. But we also asked him, as we are just a couple days away from games in spring training, if you take the Josh Donaldson and how you replace his production question out of it.
Mm-hmm.
Because I think we're all on board with that being the biggest question for the Braves, right?
Right.
How do you replace the 37 homers and the great defense and all of that, and whether it's Austin Riley and Johan Camargo or whatever, you take that out of it. What are the other big questions you have for the Braves headed into spring training? And here's what Chip Carey said.
Well, obviously, with Cole Hamels having a sore shoulder to start things off, that's not what the Braves had in mind. He's going to start the season behind and on the injured list. So the back end of the rotation, how's that going to work out? Number one. Number two, what does Felix Hernandez have left in the tank? You're ostensibly trading Julio Teheran's innings for the experience of Felix Hernandez, who's in great shape and wants to prove that he can still pitch at this level. This guy's been a great pitcher for some awful Seattle teams.
Yeah.
I think fans will love what he can do if he shows flashes of being the Felix Hernandez of old. Sean Newcomb would be C on the list. Can Sean throw enough strikes to stay in rotation? He wants to start. He was very, very good out of the bullpen, but as we've seen, when he doesn't throw strikes, he gets hammered, and the Braves can't afford that. And most importantly is pitching depth in the rotation. Without the innings of Julio Teheran, without Dallas Keuchel, with, as I said, Hamill starting on the injured list, guys like Tuki Toussaint and Bryce Wilson and Kyle Wright and others, this is an opportunity to step up and show the organization they're ready to make the next step forward, something that, frankly, they didn't do last year. So, for me, it starts and stops, as it always does, with the Braves with starting pitching. How those guys perform, I think, is going to have a huge part of the tale that we'll figure out in 2020. And if Hamels can pitch like he did in the first half of the year with the Cubs, I think the Braves are going to be very, very happy with him.
How close do you think Chip was to calling those young guys wanksters?
Because
it kind of sounded like he was about
real
to.
Real close, man.
Tukey Toussaint.
Picky!
Kyle Wright and all these young guys who didn't really show up last year, those wanksters.
Yeah, man, they wanksters, man. Yeah. And we know
that's Chip. What you call them.
That's what I call them. I mean, we know that Chip has way more class than me.
Has he ever heard that song?
Chip Carey?
Like on purpose?
Probably not.
Like he might have been in a place that played it.
It seems like it's a good bumper music for like games.
Right, but would Chip know it though? Like he might have heard it, but would he know that? Anyway, a lot of good stuff in there, and he's right. There's plenty of questions as with any baseball team headed into a season, and he hit on a lot of the ones that I'm sure are on the minds of Braves fans. I think it's a great question with some of the injuries. I mean, knowing Cole Hamels isn't going to be a part of the rotation at the beginning of the year, Felix Hernandez competing for that fifth spot, but that also means some of those young guys have a chance to compete for that fifth spot. And if you think back to last year, Randy, starting pitcher injuries was a huge part of the early part of the season. Folty wasn't able to go. Mm-hmm. Kevin Gausman wasn't able to go. You didn't know what you had in Soroka and Fried yet. Like, I would hate for that to be a part of the early part of this season, too.
How important is it for Sean Newcomb to be a starter?
That's a great question. I think it's important, especially.
I'm talking about not to him. Of course, it's important to Sean.
Well, important to him, yeah, but for the rotation.
For the rotation.
I think it's important because I don't know that role that he filled last year is there for him anymore in the bullpen.
Right.
Like I think that because of the amount of moves that that they made to address you got guys out there, right? Like you I guess, and you bring back Josh Tomlin, assuming that he's going to make the team. That's kind of your long relief guy. Do you need two long relievers? Do you have the space to have two long relievers? You know what I mean? Like, because every bullpen arm eats up a roster spot.
Yeah, it does.
Can you have two guys like that out there? I don't know that you can.
Well, I mean,
so I think him being a starter is really important.
It's vital. Would you? No, I that's not a good question. Would you prefer him or Folty? I would like Folty because I think Folty has the best, as I got Paul Burr says, stuff.
But it's true.
It is so true. But can we honestly right here today say that we can count on Folty Nevich?
Nope.
Can't say it.
Nope.
Can we say we can count on Sean Newcomb? I mean,
nope.
Can we say we can count on anybody? Is anybody in this rotation a surefire, okay, next year, close to get 20 wins?
I think the closest thing you have is Soroka and Fried.
Yeah.
But those guys are both really young.
They're young.
They had 1 year. Now, I trust them.
That was going to be my next question. Do you trust them?
I do.
Okay.
I do. I mean, I kind of have to, but yeah. I do. And here's a reason why. And I was sort of teasing about this going into the break about why Max Fried showing up to spring training in a tie-dye t-shirt matters. But when you think about it from the perspective of so many of these guys, and there was a great article written by Gabe Burns on the AJC earlier today about Fried wearing the goofy shirt and Soroka talking about it and just sort of his ability to be himself now that he's been there and be comfortable in the locker room and just the swagger that Max Fried carries himself with now.
Oh, yeah.
That he didn't have last year.
But Max got a persona about him like, don't nothing flap.
I know,
like, he's unflappable.
But he had never done it before.
Right.
My point is, there's so many guys on this team now leading into a season where maybe, I mean, there's no way of knowing if someone can repeat their performance. But there's guys going into the season that have now done it
right.
That hadn't done it. You're talking about Mike Soroka, who had never done it before in baseball, was almost the rookie of the year last year. Max Fried, who had never done it before and was a huge part of what you did last season. Ronald Acuna, who, yeah, was the rookie of the year his rookie year, but last year was damn near the MVP.
We're queuing up your questions with the Middays AMA.
Ask me anything.
Glad you asked.
On Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Ask me anything to close out the show every single day at 1:40, brought to you by Right From The Heart and rightfromtheheart.org. You can ask us any question you want. We are contractually obligated to give the best answer that we possibly can. It's literally written into my contract. I don't know about yours, Randy.
No. And we need your help.
Yeah, and we also need your help because we don't have that many questions. So you can send them to the Solomon Brothers Diamond Text line at 404-741-0929 or on Twitter at TBM929 or Wendy Radio. I've got a couple over here, although this one isn't a question. He does lead it with AMA, but it's not really a question.
Okay.
Wendy would be a great addition to the Fox Sports South team. Now, while I don't disagree with that, I'm sure Wendy would do a really nice job in that role.
Kelsey is phenomenal.
Kelsey, yeah.
Kelsey Wingert, you were talking about.
Absolutely. Why are you trying to get rid of Wendy for us?
Yeah.
I don't want Wendy to go anywhere. Yeah. You want to go somewhere else, Wendy? Trying to leave us?
Wendy, they offer you, they offer her the job, though. I'm packing Wendy's bag.
Well, I know. Maybe we could do both or something.
Yeah, why Wendy?
How do you know the money's better over there?
I'm going to go on a limb and say it is.
I mean, it might
but
be.
Yeah, Kelsey, yeah.
Probably.
Yeah, Kelsey is, she's no longer with the Braves, right?
Strong hunch.
What's that?
She's no longer with the Braves, right?
Yeah, that happened, or it was announced yesterday. Yeah, Kelsey Winger is not.
Just pump your brakes, all right? Cause do we know the whole story?
Nope.
That's what I'm saying.
We don't know the whole story.
To me, I think she's getting a promotion.
I hope so.
She's talented. She's too talented. That's what I'm saying. She's moving on.
Yeah, and I mean, there's a couple different things about it. They announced who the new sideline reporter is going to be.
All right.
So be nice,
please, because it's not her fault.
She had nothing to do with it.
Not her fault.
Speaking as someone who's literally been in that position before, it's hard to do that. Like, it's hard to take over for someone who people liked.
Mm-hmm.
So give her a chance. And yeah, everyone's. It sucks that Kelsey's not going to be a part of the broadcast anymore because she was great.
Yeah, she was.
She was really entertaining and really, really good at that job. But we don't know why she left.
Exactly.
She might have got a better job someplace
exactly.
else.
Exactly. But nobody don't understand that.
Right.
You think about selfishness. Think about yourself because you like her. But okay. Go ahead, Wendy. What you got?
I like her too. She's great.
Yeah, but I'm going to be attacking people.
Right.
Who would be the mascot for the 92.9 The Game softball team?
Who would be?
Yeah, who would be the mascot? Maybe we should say what would be the mascot?
Human mascot or
Mike Bell?
Maybe we should do both questions.
Animal?
That'd be
maybe
great.
Maybe we should
Mike
do which
Bell.
Animal would I represent mean, us, and then if there was a human, which human would represent
Boone
us?
Boone would do it. But
oh,
he'd
be perfect.
But he'd be tough, though.
He'd be tough.
He'd be trying to steal the ball all the time.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.